This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday Ukraine stands strong a year after the Russian invasion and that Moscow would never defeat its neighbor.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong.
Biden spoke hours after the Kremlin suspended a landmark nuclear arms control treaty over the West's support for Kyiv. Biden gave a speech at Warsaw's Royal Castle in Poland following a surprise visit to Ukraine. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed that Moscow would achieve its objectives in Ukraine and accused the West of plotting to destroy Russia.
Год назад ради защиты людей на наших исторических землях.
Alleging the United States was turning the Ukraine war into a global conflict, Putin said Russia was suspending participation in the New START treaty, its last major arms control treaty with Washington. Putin upping the ante in Moscow's biggest confrontation with the West since 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, also announced the new strategic systems had been put on combat duty and threatened to resume nuclear tests. A U.S. jury has convicted a former Mexican presidential cabinet member of taking massive bribes to protect the drug cartels he was tasked with combating. A federal court jury in New York reached a verdict Tuesday in the drug trafficking case against Gerardo Garcia Luna. He's the highest-ranking current or former Mexican official ever to be tried in the United States. He denied the allegations. His lawyer said the charges were based on lies from criminals seeking sentencing breaks for themselves by helping prosecutors. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Tuesday for a dialogue with opponents of his contested proposals to overhaul the judiciary, which have drawn mass protests and criticism from around the world. Netanyahu has previously derided opponents of the proposals, which would increase the power of politicians to appoint judges and curb the power of the Supreme Court to overturn government decisions, as embittered, calling him embittered leftists who refused to accept the result of the last election. But his opposition grew on Tuesday, a day after a preliminary vote in parliament on part of the package. He offered to talk to critics to reach a consensus. The U.S. government on Tuesday ordered rail operator Norfolk Southern to clean up contaminated soil and water at the site of a train derailment in the mid-eastern state of Ohio. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Environmental Protection Agency on Tuesday ordered rail operator Norfolk Southern to clean up contaminated soil and water at the site of a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that was loaded with toxic chemicals. The order also requires Norfolk Southern to attend all public meetings with local residents and to submit a work plan for EPA approval for the cleanup. The wreck caused a fire that sent clouds of smoke over the town, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate while railroad crews drained and burned off chemicals. Norfolk Southern said in an emailed statement that it recognizes its responsibility to thoroughly and safely clean up the derailment site and pay for it.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Cuba on Tuesday suffered its third major blackout in a little more than a week, leaving a vast swath of the center and east of the island without power, energy officials said on state-run TV. Cuba's midday television news broadcast said it was investigating the causes of the electrical failure and that the country's state-run electrical company had begun to restore power. The blackout Tuesday spanned 430 miles or 700 kilometers, leaving more than half of the country's population of 11 million without power. A monster winter storm took aim at the upper Midwest in the U.S. on Tuesday, threatening to bring blizzard conditions, bitterly cold temperatures, and 2 feet of snow in a three-day onslaught that could affect more than 40 million Americans. The storm was to begin around midday and continue through Thursday morning in parts of the states known as the Dakotas, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, with winds gusting as high as 50 miles per hour in some places and wind chill as frigid as minus 50 degrees. That's Fahrenheit, minus 46 Celsius. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.